It's time to mark your calendars for Tuesday, November the 12th, when Ballet Folklorico da Bahia will be performing at UTEP's McGoffin Auditorium. And it's not unusual at all for them to have their audiences dancing in the aisles. With me is the co-founder and choreographer, one of the choreographers, for this amazing dance group, Walson Botelho. Hello, Walson. How are you?
Hello. Very nice.
Yes, you've just pulled into West Virginia on this tour, apparently.
Yes. We did some performance right in this tour. We started last week. Last performance was last night in Virginia Beach. And on the road, you know.
Oh, yes. How many people make up the company?
Okay, 34, including dancers, musicians, singers, and technicians.
And you are at the head of this rowdy bunch.
Yes. I'm general director, co-founder and general director of the company. We have also Zabrina, that is the artistic director.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big company.
Big, usually happy family, I would guess.
Yes. We spent, I would say, 34th part of our life together.
Yes. And you've been doing this 25 years now.
Yes, this is the 25th anniversary tour, and we are starting here in USA with the world tour, because we have, after here, we always stay 1 week at home, mm-hmm. Then we go to Africa in December.
Yes.
Next year we have Europe, Asia, so the rest of the world.
Just amazing. Now, tell me about yourself when you were a little boy growing up. Did you ever imagine yourself being part of the creation of such a legendary dance group?
Maybe. Maybe. I always thought high, so big and but never, of course, I've never imagined that I would be creating dance company that would be traveling all over the world and performing in the most famous and in biggest theaters in all continents. So, of course, my wish was to have a dance company to present, to perform my own culture, I mean the Bahian culture,
yes,
to the rest of the world. But I don't think I imagine a such big company like this,
yes,
and just such success. But it's okay if the destiny gave me that, so I have to.
What were the elements that came together around 1988 that caused this company to be formed? How did the magic happen?
Well, I used to be a dancer before that. 4 years I used to be classical ballet dancer and modern dancer. And when I was 17, I saw for the first time a group named Viva Bahia. Mm-hmm. That was a very famous group in Bahia and in Brazil. It's a traditional dance group. And I saw this group performing. And it was the first time I saw my own culture on the stage. I saw the first time the capoeira, the first time samba, maculele. So the most important popular manifestations that I've never seen in my life before that. Because I was grew in a medium class family,
mm-hmm.
So I had no contact with this kind of culture traditions.
Ah.
So when I saw that, I said, "Oh my God, this is my soul. This is my mm-hmm. culture. I live here in Bahia. This is the first time I see this happening." So I decided to change my life, doing from that time that kind of art. And I was invited to work with this group, Viva Bahia,
mm-hmm.
and I stayed with them for 6 years. Beside that, I was studying anthropology, and that helped me a lot.
Oh, yes.
To increase my work in the company. And so we have the base to do the work I do with the company now. And my experience with Viva Bahia helped me a lot, too. So that's why the company is now one of the most famous in the world, because I had the practicing with the Viva Bahia group, mm-hmm. and I have had also the base studying anthropology.
Yes. Well, in reading your website, balletfolklorico.bahia.com, each piece that you perform, some of which you have choreographed, but the music is based in folklore and the traditional music, and there has to be a lot of research involved. Like you mentioned Makulele, which tell us the story of just that one piece.
Yes, yes. Well, to lead a traditional dance company is a very complicated thing, because I cannot just dream about something mm-hmm. and the next day I go to the studio and I create the most beautiful piece in the world about that stuff I dreamed about.
Mm-hmm.
I have to create a piece for a folkloric dance company. I have to be based on the truth. I have to be based on the
yes.
tradition. So it's a limited field to work.
And a responsibility to
yes,
portray
yes.
the art and the history.
Yes.
And of course, that Makulele, it originated with the sugarcane plantations and,
yes.
and danced by slaves to celebrate a good harvest. So there's so much in there. Tell us a little bit more about some of the stories that are reflected in the dance. Are these things that people grew up with from the time they were children, or have you excavated them from the history of?
Yes. Well, most of the pieces we present, especially the ones based in the African tradition, they don't exist anymore. So we have to have a very, very deep research to trying to find the traces of that manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
So I have really to go to place to interview people that that were grandson of the slaves
yes.
and
yes.
the people that used to live in some place. They heard about those things, so it's mm-hmm. it's very complicated. It's not easy.
Wow, even taking oral histories. Are you?
Yes.
Is the research that you have compiled through the dance company? Has it become a body of work, or is it being preserved in some way beyond your dancing?
First of all, to think about one piece, for example, Makulele, mm-hmm. as you mentioned in there, I have to be based on the truth. I have to be based on the real history
yes.
of the this popular manifestation, folkloric mm-hmm. manifestation, because Makulele happened 200-300 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. So there was not books, there was not film, there was not mm-hmm. any kind of register about Makulele. So it's I had to go to some place to interview mm-hmm. the people, and of course I had modern trace in my piece, the piece I created, because I have to put my own parts, my own
yes.
artistic parts
yes.
in that piece.
Yes.
But I have to keep the tradition as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? The difference we have in the company as a folkloric dance company with for the rest of the folkloric dance company in the world, that the press, they say, well, Ballet Folkloric is different. The difference is we keep the tradition
yes.
as it is, but we put the modern, the contemporary trace in the tradition without losing the root. So Makulele as an example. If you have, for example, a movement, a step that is traditional of the Makulele, we keep that movement as mm-hmm. it was made 300 years ago. But the dancers, they are able to perform in a different way because they... as they receive the technique in the classroom of classical ballet, modern dance, they are able
yes.
to perform in a different way.
Yes.
But we keep the step, we keep the movement
yes.
as it is in the traditional dance. We don't lose the root.
Mm-hmm.
We don't lose the root, but we, of course, we have a modern way to show
yes.
that tradition.
The ideal combination.
Yes, yes.
Lovely.
Yes.
My
yes.
guest today is co-founder and choreographer of Brazil's Ballet Folklórico da Bahia, Walson Botelho. Speaking with us from West Virginia, they're on the road, but they will be in El Paso performing on Tuesday, November 12th, 7 p.m., McGoffin Auditorium. Tickets will be available through the UTEP Ticket Center, or Ticketmaster. In the meantime, check out balletfolklorico.bahia.com. Walson, thank you very much for speaking with us, and we look forward to having you here.
Thank you.